بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise to the one whom all guilty honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes he begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue to learn about traps of Satan, and inshallah, today we will start to learn about the diseases of the heart that are related to shaitan. Inshallah, today we will start by learning about envy. Okay, and in these classes we will learn the causes of envy, how to avoid envy, how to protect yourself against envy, the treatment of envy, and the verses of the Quran and the hadith related to envy. Let us start by learning about what is the meaning of the word envy. The meaning of the word envy is hating the good happens to others. Hating the good happens to others. It is one of the first sins ever committed on the earth, as Iblis was full of envy regarding Prophet Adam. When Allah honored Prophet Adam, so Iblis, out of envy and pride, refused to obey Allah's command regarding prostrating to him. Actually, this is the first event when Allah the Almighty commanded the angels and Iblis to prostrate to Prophet Adam, but the angels agreed, Shaitan or Iblis, he refused, and out of envy, actually, he refused to obey the command of Allah and to prostrate to Adam. It is actually, envy is a major sin. Why? Because it leads to spread of hatred between the people. Okay, so you must know that it is a major sin, so that you will be all the time trying to avoid actually this heart disease.
It's a major sin?
Yes, it is a major sin. Okay, because actually out of envy, many people, they do a lot of bad things to others. Okay, we will learn about this inshallah in the class. Envy is a trial for the believers in both the worldly life and the life to come. In the worldly life, it is a major cause of worry and sadness for the envious. Okay, those whom they have envy in their heart, they are all the time upset, not happy. They are not content with Allah at all. Okay, so they are always worried. So it is a trial for them in the worldly life. And actually they don't have mental peace and are continuously grieved. Okay, regarding the hereafter, it is envy which will destroy the good deeds, as it is against the belief in Allah's decree and the wisdom of Allah regarding the distribution of the blessings. And actually, this is why it is also a major sin. It leads to spread of hatred, and also those whom they have envy or the envious, okay, they don't have the belief in Allah's decree. They against the belief in Allah's decree and how Allah is distributing the blessings. For example, the one who is envious is always believing that he deserves better than what he has. He deserves a better education like so and so. And he deserves better job like so and so. And he deserves better wealth like so and so. Okay? And he always blames Allah for not giving him what he deserves. You know, he deserves all of this, the best of the best in everything. Allah is not giving him this. So he is envious regarding all those whom they are around him, and he is not happy with Allah's decree and Allah's wisdom. Okay? So he is considered shaitan follower. Okay? Trying to spread hatred and harm. Actually, it is the duty of every Muslim to learn about envy so that we can avoid it. Let us know from the Holy Quran about envy and how it is mentioned in the Holy Quran.
No.
So,
In my case, I was envious of my two younger sisters who had red hair and they were cute. I was a bit overweight and I had glasses, thick glasses and all that. So I think it's better for parents and teachers to tell such children how special they are and God created them for a certain thing, purpose. So this will help them. Yes. Not to look at other people, but to look at themselves and see their gifts and their strong points.
Yes, and be content with what Allah gives them. 100% correct. So thank you very much. So now, inshallah, we will start to learn about envy as it is mentioned in the verses of the Holy Quran. And we will start with Surah number 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 27. Surah number 5. Verse number 27. Actually, we mentioned this story before and we learned about it in detail, but now we must mention it while we are learning about envy because of the actually serious results of this story. Surah number 5, verse number
27. إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين لئن بسطت إلي يداك لتقتلني ما أنا بباسط يدي إليك لأقتلك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين إني أريد أن تبوء بإثمي وإثمك فتكون من أصحاب النار وذلك جزاء الظالمين فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه فقتله فأصبح من الخاسرين فبعث الله غرابا يبحث في الأرض ليريه كيف يواري سوءة أخيه قال يا ويلتي أعجزت أن أكون مثل هذا الغراب فأواري سوءة أخيه فأصبح من النادمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And recite to them the story of Adam, two sons. In truth, when they both made an offering to Allah, and it was accepted for one of them, but was not accepted for the other, said the latter, I will surely kill you. Said the former, indeed, Allah only accepts from the righteous who fear him. If you should raise your hand toward me to kill me, I shall not raise my hand to you to kill you. Indeed, I fear Allah, Lord of the world. Indeed, I want you to obtain thereby my sin and your sin, so you will be among the companion of the fire, and that is the recompense of wrongdoers. And his soul permitted to him the murder of his brother, so he killed him and became among the losers. Then Allah sent a crowd searching, scratching in the ground to show him how to hide the disgrace of his brother. He said, Oh, woe to me! Have I failed to be like this crowd and hide the disgrace of my brother? And he became of the regretful.
So actually, sister, this is the story of the two sons of Prophet Adam, and actually it was the envy that caused one of them to kill the other one. And actually that envious one, Qabil, he became the first murderer in history of humanity, and he will be accounted for all the murderers until the day of judgment. Now we will recite again about the envy and how it can actually motivate the envious to do harm We will recite again now from Surah Yusuf, Surah number 12, verse number 4 and 5. And in spite of the fact that we are learning about the sons of the prophets, but still it is the human nature regarding the being envious that can actually motivate the human being, whether he is a normal one or he is the son of the prophet, to harm the others. Surah number 12, verse number 4 and 5.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال يوسف لأبيه يا أبت إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك فيكيدوا لك كيدا إن الشيطان للإنسان عدو مبين.
Of these stories mention when Joseph said to his father, O my father, indeed I have seen in a dream 11 stars and the sun and the moon. I saw them prostrating to me. He said, O my son, do not relate your vision to your brothers, or they will contrive against you a plan. Indeed, Satan to man is a manifest enemy.
Actually, sister, this is the story of Prophet Yusuf, or Joseph, with his brothers. Okay? Actually, Yusuf had a dream. He had a dream that he will become a great man. And as he mentioned it to his father requested him not to mention it to his brothers, who feel envy towards Yusuf, as they believe that he is the most beloved by the father. Okay? And the father was worried that the Yusuf brothers will try to get rid of him. And unfortunately, they never knew about the dream. But still, they planned a plot to kill him. Okay, so this is to clarify how envy, when it is, you know, very strong in the heart, you know, the human nature can't control it, even for the sons of the prophets. We will continue from the same surah to learn more about envy, surah number 12, and we will recite verse number 67, which is related to a different event. Surah number 12, verse number 67.
وقال يا بني لا تدخلوا من باب واحد وادخلوا من أبواب متفرقة وما أغني عنكم من الله من شيء إن الحكم إلا لله عليه توكلت وعليه فليتوكل المتوكلون.
صدق الله. Actually, sister, this is Jacob, Prophet Yaqub. He was a prophet, and actually this is Prophet Yusuf's father, Prophet Jacob. He knows much about the nature of the human spirits. So when the brothers of Prophet Yusuf, they were planning.
We will read it in English first.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And he said, O my sons, do not enter from one gate, but enter from different gates. And I cannot avail you against the decree of Allah at all. The decision is only for Allah. Upon Him I have relied, and upon Him let those who would rely indeed rely.
So actually, sister, this is the event when Prophet Jacob, the father of Prophet Yusuf, he was a prophet, and he knows much about the nature of the human spirits. So he commanded his 10 sons, whom they were very handsome, not to enter by one gate. They were planning to visit Prophet Yusuf. They don't know that he is their brother, but they were planning to go together. So he commanded them not to enter by one gate, as this may lead to their harm through the evil eye of the people. They were very handsome, and actually they are 10, and if they enter from one room, everyone will look to them, and they can't avoid the evil eye. So he commanded them to enter by many gates, so that they would not be observed by the people, to avoid the evil eye and envy. We will continue now to learn about the evil eye and the envy from the Holy Quran. We will recite from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 39. Surah number 18, Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 39.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا
صدق الله
But as for me, he is Allah, my Lord, and I do not associate with
59.
My... Oh, sorry.
15.
And why did you, when you entered your garden, not say what Allah willed has occurred? There is no power except in Allah. Although you see me less than you in wealth and children.
So actually, sisters, this is a Quranic teaching regarding the blessings. Actually, for your own blessings, okay, you must say, ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. What is the meaning of this in English? You must say that that which Allah wills, and there is no power but with Allah. This means that whatever blessings I have is from Allah. So you return all the blessings to Allah. So inshallah, Allah will take care of it. Okay, so this is the Quranic teaching that whenever you see for others or for yourself something which you feel that it is a blessing, you must say, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah, it is from Allah. Okay, this is what Allah wills, and there is no power but with Allah, and Allah can protect all these blessings. Now we will recite also regarding Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the envy from the Quran, Surah number 68, Surah Al-Qalam, verse number 51. Surah number 68, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 68, verse number 51. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
وَإِنْ يَكَادُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَيُزْلِقُونَكَ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ لَمَّا سَمِعُوا الذِّكْرَ وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ لَمَجْنُونَ وَمَا هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And indeed those who believe will almost make you sleep with their eyes, looks, when they hear the message, and they say, indeed he is mad. But it is not except a reminder to the world.
So actually this is Allah the Almighty is clarifying to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, that the eyes which are full of envy, they can actually lead to harm. So, you know, this is what was happening to him from the disbelievers regarding Prophet Muhammad, and they believe that he is a madman, but Allah clarified that this is nothing, and actually the Quran is a reminder. But the message from the verse is that they were looking to Prophet Muhammad in a way and with the feeling of envy and hatred. This is the feelings of those whom they don't like each other, and actually they hated Prophet Muhammad. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. This is where, you know, envy is mentioned in the Holy Quran. But also now we will recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah Al-Falaq, Surah number 113, because actually this surah is used as a protection and treatment for envy. And we will just recite it now, and next week, inshallah, or the week after, when we will learn about the treatment and the protection, we will have the whole meaning of the Surah Al-Falaq. Now we will recite Surah Al-Falaq. You will recite it in Arabic.
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of daybreak, from the evil that which he created, and from the evil of darkness when it settles, and from the evil of the blower in nuts, and from the evil of an envier when he envies.
From the envious? Okay, so actually what is related to us, actually this is surah, inshallah, we will learn it in details, but actually in this surah it is a command from Allah to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, and to every believer to seek refuge with Allah from the evil of the envious when he has the feeling of envy. Okay, so now inshallah we will learn from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, about envy. Prophet Muhammad said, faith and envy don't gather together in the heart of a slave. Okay, you cannot say, I am a true believer, I have faith, and at the same time your heart is full of envy. They can't gather together in the heart of a slave. Actually, if we try to observe how we can apply this in our life, it is very difficult. Because mostly people now, they have envy. Okay, mostly because the people are after the enjoyment of the worldly life. And we cannot say that they have envy, so they don't have faith, because they cannot gather together. But actually it is a percentage. Okay, maybe they have 70% faith and 30% envy. But subhanAllah, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don't gather together in the heart of a slave. The second hadith is that Prophet Muhammad said, you have been afflicted with the illness of the nations before you, jealousy and hatred. Jealousy, which is envy, and hatred. They are the shearers. I don't mean the shearers of the hair, rather they are the shearers of the religion. So actually this is to clarify how envy is very dangerous regarding religion, and as we mentioned, envy equals to or means that I am not agreeing with the decree of Allah, and I don't believe actually much in the wisdom of Allah regarding the distribution of the blessings, and this is very dangerous regarding the belief in Allah. Accordingly, envy is a shearer of the religion. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said also, jealousy, envy eats away good deeds, just as fire eats away at firewood. You see how envy, okay, destroy the good deeds. Why? Because of the, you know, the problem regarding the belief in Allah's decree, because belief in Allah's decree is one of the aspects of the belief in Allah. Okay, also Prophet Muhammad said the people will be fine as long as they don't envy one another. He also said no one attains true belief until he loves for one brother what he loves for oneself. And actually this is a very important hadith in Islam. You cannot be a true believer except when you love for others what you love for yourself. And again, most of the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad are just ahadith, are sayings for us Muslims. Okay, because may Allah guide the Muslims. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't have envy to one another, don't artificially raise price against one another, and don't hate one another. This is a call from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, for every one of us to be away from envy. So now let us learn more in details about the envy as a psychological status. Okay, envy is a psychological status in which a person wishes for the deprivation of a blessing, talent, or merit possessed by another person. This is exactly what is envy. Okay, and the problem in envy is that it is always accompanied by hatred, and the problem it is related to the deprivation of a blessing. Yes.
As a student, I used to have a lot of learning disabilities.
Okay.
So I was envious of the girl who would come first in class.
Good.
But it was a good motivation for me.
Yes.
So I wanted to prove to everyone that I am capable, and so I would study until I became first in my class. So envy could be a good motivation.
Yes, and actually what we just discussed is competition. This is your feeling, is the feeling of competition.
I don't hate.
Yes, this is not envy. Yes, you know, this is the problem, you know.
I used to envy how smart she was.
Yes, no, you know, this is the difference between competition and envy. You know, the problem of envy is that you want to be a good student, but you want number one to be a bad student. You have bad feelings towards the other. This is envy, you know, but competition is very good. And in Islam, we are commanded by Allah to try to have the competition regarding doing the good deeds and having the good manners. Okay? And now I will clarify to you more about envy, but actually envy is a sign of loving the self. You know, I want myself to be the best in everything. So if I feel that there is any other one who is better than me, okay, in any aspect, okay, my first feeling will be I want him, okay, to lose what he has. This is what is not good about envy. Okay, you want bad things to happen to others. This is the people whom they are envious in reality. Okay, they are actually they are full of hatred towards the successful people. Okay, so actually now we will learn about the four types of envy so that we can know what is the worst type and what is actually the type which there is no problem, which is competition. Number one is competition. So the first type of envy is, and the worst type is, that the person's goal is the removal of the blessings of others. Okay, so suppose today Sister Hanan, she comes to the class and she has a new car. Okay, and I am an envious person, so I will have the feeling and I will call Allah, oh Allah, let her lose that car. I can't see that car. I am very upset. I am very upset. I don't want to see Hanan with this car at all, or with this clothes, or with, you know, whatever house, whatever. Here the problem is that there is a feeling regarding removal of the blessings. This is the hatred. This is what actually motivates the people to harm others. So I will go out and I will try to make a problem in her car so that, you know, she will not be able to use it because I am full of envy. So this is the worst type of envy, which is related to the removal of the blessings of others. And actually this is present around in our life a lot. Okay, just to clarify it. Yes, in many cases, especially, you know, when we are, you know, working, for example, in the same job, okay, or in the same company, okay, and I feel that, you know, everyone is looking for you because of your car, and no one is giving me any attention, so I hate that car, and I want you to lose it by any means. So this is the worst type of envy. The second type is that I want you to lose the car and I want to have it. Okay, this is the second type. Okay, that you will lose what the blessing and I will be the one to have the blessing. This is the second type. The third type of envy is that you will be looking to have a similar blessing. So if Hanan has a new car, oh Allah, I want a new car like Hanan's car exactly. And if I will not have one, let Hanan lose her car. You see, so number three is similar to number one because it is still related to the removal of the blessings of others. Number four, the fourth type of envy is to have the feeling, to be looking to have a similar blessing, but if you don't have it, no problem for you. This is the competition. Okay, oh Allah, I want to work hard so that inshallah I will have a good car like Hanan's car. I will try my best, oh Allah, to work and to have it. If I have it, I will be very thankful, I will be very happy. Okay, if I don't have it, no problem for Hanan and for me that she is still having the good car and I don't have it. So number four is competition. And in Islam, we are encouraged to have the feeling of competition. This is very important, okay? We are encouraged in Islam to have the feeling of the competition. And actually, we will learn about the competition. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us that envy is forbidden in Islam except for two cases. Okay, these are the cases cases of competition, okay, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said there is no envy, hasad or jealousy except in two cases. A person to whom Allah has granted him wisdom and he rules by this and teaches it to the people, this is number one. So the person whom Allah granted him wisdom, and he rules by his wisdom, okay, and he teaches the people wisdom. This is number one. And the other person, the person to whom Allah has granted wealth and property, and along with the power to spend it in the cause of Allah. Okay, those whom they have the wealth and they are spending it for the cause of Allah. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Also, Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be blessing with him, he said the hadith in a different way. He said there is no envy except in two cases. A person to whom Allah has given him the Quran and he recited it day and night and he teaches it to the people. Okay? And another person whom Allah granted him wealth and property and he is spending them in charity day and night. So in Islam, we are motivated to have competition regarding two cases. Either to have the Holy Quran, to learn the Quran, to learn the meaning of the Quran, to practice the Quran, and to teach the Quran to the other. So if you the opportunity to meet a person like this, you must have the feeling that I want to be like that person. Okay, this is
healthy.
Yes, this is healthy envy, yes, which is competition. Okay, because when you will actually have the feeling that I want to be better regarding the Quran, you will be a better human being and you will be a better believer and you will spread the good around you, so this is good for you and for the community. Regarding those whom they have the wealth, it is also the same. Okay, when you notice that there is someone whom Allah gave him a lot of wealth, but he is spending it, to build the masjids, to build schools, to help the orphans, to help the needy. Okay, at that moment, you have the right and you must say, oh Allah, I am looking for wealth, please provide me with the wealth so that I will be like that person. So actually this hadith is a proof regarding the reality of the worldly life. We are not supposed to feel the envy regarding those whom they have the cars or the houses or the qualifications or whatever, because all these are, just worldly life. The most important real blessings are obedience of Allah through living with the Quran, learning the knowledge, and utilizing the wealth and property for the sake of Allah. Problem. The challenge is that if we look around us, what do you think about envy and competition and the voting?
I always wonder if you think about envy, but you don't act on it. Because, it's a human nature to think people who are fortunate, they have more than you have, all that. You think about it, but, you try to say, astaghfirullah, and you move on, because it's a human nature. Versus someone who, keeps at it and actually, and try physically to, kill someone, steal from someone, cause harm to someone. I always wonder, is it just... The feeling of it, or actually the acting on it.
I agree with the Ghada. It's you feel it because it's natural, but you don't act on it.
Yes,
you
agree.
Yes, it makes good sense. Yeah, it makes good sense. The point that she is.
I agree with. This is the reality. I may have the feeling, but I will not move it to an action. Yes, I agree with. Okay, so now inshallah let us learn about the causes of envy. Okay, qualities in others, such as certain intellectual, spiritual and moral merits, such as honor, prestige and wealth, can cause envy. When a person believes others to be more perfect than him, a feeling of hatred actually will generate the feeling of envy in his heart. So causes of envy, number one, competition regarding the enjoyments of the worldly life. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay. This is the major factor to generate envy between the people, as the enjoyments of the worldly life are the most important goal for most of the people nowadays. So everyone is looking to have the best car, house, education, and so on. Number two, causes regarding the causes of envy. Number two, love of authority. It is the person who is always looking to be the highest authority so that everyone respects him. So authority gives him a way to control and to feel that he is the leader and the most important. So he will feel envy if any member of his organization or party steps forward to take his position. This is actually a lot in our life. Number three, enmity. Another important cause of envy is enmity against each other. For example, enmity against another family, tribe, or group, it can cause one to envy successes they achieve. And also, this is actually the problem of this fact, is that actually sometimes it is between the family members. Okay? When you notice that, for example, your cousins are very successful, okay, and me and my brothers are not successful at all, so we feel envy and we are very upset and we don't like them, and maybe we'll have the worst type of envy towards them. But I tell you one thing, then I will give you the recorder. You know, sisters, actually this is related to two things. Number one is that worldly life is the most important for us, and this is in reality, you know, the way that you will be always away from Allah. You cannot be close to Allah if the worldly life is number one for you at all, because you will be all the time busy with the worldly life. After the worldly life, even blind with the enjoyment of the worldly life. So how you will get rid of that feeling of envy if the worldly life is number one for you? You cannot be close to Allah. Allah the Almighty clarified many times in the Quran that the worldly life is just it's just an enjoyment. I want to tell you what is the word. Deceiving enjoyment. So if the worldly life is a deceiving enjoyment, so why I will have envy in my heart? Why I will not be agreeing for Allah's decree? Why I will make Allah not pleased with me regarding his wisdom for the distribution of the blessings? All of this for the sake of the worldly life. This means that, you know, the facts and the belief for me is not clear. Okay? You want to say something?
I was just kind of like thinking that envy sometimes has a lot to do with parents, with the way they raise their kids. Because I remember when I was younger, I was a middle child, so I didn't get attention. So every time when we bring the report card, I was always thinking, I hope my brother didn't do well. And this is when I was little, and I was thinking that if he didn't do well, I would get the attention that I don't get. And they told me also that when my brother was born, he was born 1 year after me, and I was jealous of him.
Yeah.
And it's like you're a kid, but it's so interesting how just as a kid we have that feeling.
Yes, this is actually very important, Safiya. This is very important reality actually in our life. And this is actually how the parents, they oppress their kids, and actually they are not helping them to have good hearts. While they are very young, you know, they start to have the feeling of envy towards their brothers and towards their sisters. So this is very dangerous, even for the family, for the small family, that the members of one family, they have envy towards each other. And I agree with you 100%, because actually most of us Muslims, actually we prefer the boys than the girls, and sometimes we treat them in a different way.
For example, the story of Joseph, Yusuf, I mean, their father was a prophet, so I'm sure he treated them equally and he was good to all of them.
Yes.
Just against human nature and the devil, you know, always try to trick us into such acts.
Yes, as Ghada is mentioning, actually these are the diseases of the heart which is related to devil, shaitan, subhanallah. But actually, you know, we must also be very careful regarding the kids, so that inshallah we will not put them in these very difficult situations while they are very young, okay, to try to plot against their brother so that they will be the most beloved by the parents. Okay, now we will recite from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 18, so that we will learn about the enmity as a cause of envy. Surah number 3, verse number 18. Surah number 3, verse number 18. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
Regarding envy, is show off the blessings for those who are deprived. When you show off your blessings for those whom they are deprived, actually they are you are pushing them, okay, to have envy towards you. Okay, it is the advice of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, to conceal the blessings for those who are not having similar blessings and looking forward for it. It is the way to keep the hearts in a good term. For example, if a wife is having a generous husband who is giving her gifts all the time, and her neighbor is having a very greedy husband, it will be the natural result that the wife of the greedy will envy the wife of the generous, so long that the latter will be always showing off. So this is actually part of what is happening in our life, you know. For example, if you have poor relatives, and whenever you go and visit them, you put the best clothes and the very expensive bag, and you know, the best expensive clothes. So all, and when you start talking with them, you will mention that I was eating in that very expensive restaurant, and I visited that very expensive hotel, and I am all the time enjoying, you know, my time in the club. So what do you expect from those people regarding you? They don't have anything, and you keep on showing off, okay? And showing off actually is not accepted in Islam. When Allah gives you a blessing, okay, you must be thankful to Allah, and you try to mention it to those whom they have similar blessings. But for those whom they don't have blessings, you are supposed to have their feelings that they don't have, and actually to conceal the blessings so that they will not have envy towards you. The fifth cause of envy is pride and wonder. Pride. It is very difficult for the arrogant person to feel that someone is better than him. So immediately he will hate him and feel envy towards him. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if you are an arrogant person, okay, I am arrogant. And now Ghada, she comes to the class and she's wearing a very nice shirt. Now I will be very upset. And I hope that, you know, some juice, okay, some juice which she can't ever be removed, okay, not removed. I must be sure that juice is not removed at all. Okay, I will try to move close to Ghada, then I will throw the juice on her blouse, then I will be very upset. I will tell her, what happened? You lost your shirt. I'm very upset for this. Why? Because of the pride. This is the problem of the pride people. And actually, this is also very common in our community. Those whom they are arrogant, if they feel that there is someone who is having better car or better house, they will become very upset, they will become envious towards him, and only Allah knows how they will act with that person. We will stop here, as this is actually the introduction for the classes of envy, it's how to protect ourselves, how to treat it, inshallah. And let us now make the dua. الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship.